It's the vice president's night at the GOP convention as Dick Cheney accepts the nomination for a second term. Along with Democratic Senator Zell Miller of Georgia, Mr. Cheney will give hardline supporters of the war in Iraq something to cheer about. Conservatives have been missing from primetime as moderates dominate the podium this week. My colleague Robert Siegel has been talking with some Republican moderates in New York about their high-profile speeches and their contrasting lack of influence on the party platform.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke last night, he uttered the mantra of Republicans who favor abortion rights, tolerance of homosexuality, and the gamut of social positions that nowadays define a Republican moderate.
Now, many of you out there tonight are Republican like me, in your hearts and in your belief. And maybe, just maybe, you don't agree with this party on every single issue. I say to you tonight that I believe that's not only okay, but that's what's great about this country. Here we can respectfully disagree and still be patriotic, still be American, and still be good Republicans.
Republican moderates have been prominent at this convention. Schwarzenegger and Rudolph Giuliani have spoken. New York Governor George Pataki will introduce the president. Skeptics may say it's more appearance than substance, a political party using its convention to play against type, take off the rough ideological edges that might scare away swing voters. But the Republican moderates themselves put a brave face on their future in the party and have turned out ample numbers of delegates and party notables in support of abortion rights, which the GOP platform would rescind.
Abortion kills kids!
Pataki, don't you know?
Abortion kills kids!
They also turn out protesters when they assemble. This was the scene last night outside the building where a group called the Republican Majority for Choice gathered for a big tent event.
We have the opportunity in this party to build upon the successes of Dwight Eisenhower and Abraham Lincoln and, yes, Susan B. Anthony.
Inside this reception are many well-known Republicans who describe themselves as pro-choice. Iowa Congressman Jim Leach, former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, former EPA Administrator and New Jersey Governor Christy Whitman. Many are political descendants of the old Rockefeller wing of the GOP. Former Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson, who takes a libertarian stand on abortion, is nobody's liberal. But Rhode Island Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee is as liberal as many Democrats. Senator Chafee concedes that his kind of Republicans are a distinct minority among Republican office holders.
But I tried to make the point that we hold five or six New England states, and of course not all of those governors are pro-choice, but certainly the constituencies are, and the governor of New York and the mayor of New York City, and these are Republicans. And so if we're going to hold these offices in California, governor of California, we've got to be more inclusive.
Was the platform a defeat for your kind of Republicans?
Yes, but it wasn't a surprise.
How can you live with it, though? I mean, it seems to not only be against late-term abortions, but against Roe v. Wade, even.
Well, we keep scrapping, and as Senator Spector said, that's one of the challenges that confront us. And the fact that the headline speakers are pro-choice, as I mentioned, Governor Giuliani and Governor Schwarzenegger, then when it comes time to write the platform, you can say, you can't push us up in primetime and then ignore our issues on the platform.
Republican moderates won a concession on the platform, a provision that says what Governor Schwarzenegger said last night. Republicans may hold sincere, honest differences of opinion and remain good Republicans nonetheless. William Weld says that minor victory was not so minor.
Getting the open door, big tent language is something I've tried to do in 92 and 96, and we were not able to. And I think somebody who's listening up there in the pro-life movement to let that little bit of fresh air into the Republican platform with that language.
A leading Republican moderate here is Congressman Mike Castle of Delaware. He favors abortion rights and more federal support of embryonic stem cell research, and he's working to elect more like-minded GOP candidates.
We started the Republican Main Street Partnership about 6 years ago. We wanted to have a very active political force representing pragmatic, moderate Republican views in this country. We felt we needed to organize to do that. But we soon realized that you have to do more than that. And if we were going to really attract outside interest in members, we had to start to get involved in the electoral process. So we've done that. And we're very proud of our record. There's a group called Club for Growth, which supports all conservative candidates. And we're 10-0-2 against them. In two races, unfortunately, we knocked each other's candidates out.
I would like to introduce Christy Todd Whitman. Please stand.
This morning, another event organized by Republican moderates, a breakfast meeting of WISH, Women in the Senate and House. The unifying issue, again, is abortion. Not everyone is a moderate. Interior Secretary Gail Norton describes herself as a pro-choice libertarian. On the other hand, there's former Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift, a Republican who's out of sync with George Bush and Dick Cheney on many issues, and who hopes that a more moderate Republican will be on the ticket 4 years from now.
Governor George Pataki, who's been a great leader of this state, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Governor Mitt Romney from my own home state of Massachusetts. I think there are more than a handful of leaders in our party who have the opportunity and potential to seek national office, who have a pro-choice position on abortion, and more importantly, are moderate on a number of issues.
They are so much more moderate than anyone who has won the White House for the Republican Party in the adult life of many voting Americans now. It seems quite impossible that any one of them could actually get the nomination.
You know, whenever, and I'm obviously from the moderate wing of the party, whenever people talk to me and hear my positions on certain issues and are surprised that I'm a Republican, I remind them that we only have two major parties, and we have an extraordinarily large and diverse country. And so if you work from that premise, it shouldn't surprise anybody that we therefore have broad viewpoints within both major political parties.
But is it still fair to say that the Republican Party, on the record, stands for a rollback of abortion rights?
I think that the if you look at national polling, the majority of Republicans have a pro-choice position, and our job as those who have held office, who hold office, or who may seek office in the future is to figure out better ways to exploit that majority. You know, it's always frustrating to lose. It's particularly frustrating to lose when you started out with a majority.
Perhaps, as the GOP moderates hope, 2008 will be a breakout year for one of them. In the more immediate future, the conservatives return to the podium this evening, Georgia Democratic Senator Zell Miller and Vice President Dick Cheney. At the Republican National Convention in New York City, this is Robert Siegel.